Blog Talk Radio.
Cutting my music. This is The Outsiders. I am Hills the Best. I am live. I'm the only one on site right now. I am in Minneapolis, Minnesota, currently in the venue that they shot Purple Rain at, and places unknown, and I will not disclose that area. Rest in peace to Prince. And I am here with my great co-host who's in Miami. He is calm, cool, collected, and he sounds like he is just sitting back, sipping pina colada. Prayer, how you doing, brother?
I'm great. I'm great, Hill. What's good? What's the good word? You know, just in Miami right now. I am at Wet Willie's on South Beach having a good time right now. For all y'all want to have a good time, come on down to Collins. Come on down right here at Wet Willie's on South Beach. Gonna have a good time party.
Wow. So you're approximately 2 hours away, less than 2 hours away from your matchup with the Jets and your partying. So it seems like the Jets is not a big concern for the Miami Dolphins.
No. This is a scrimmage. This is something that you do in preseason where you have another team come down and y'all do a little work. So, yeah, this is nothing.
Wow. So you're telling me a week 11 game in upper echelon when the Jets were fighting for a wild card spot with the Patriots losing yesterday made both wild card spots very attractive and available. If they're just basically coming down to let the Miami Dolphins knock a little ring rust off, as a lot of people would call it.
Absolutely. They just really they love South Beach. So opportunity for the team to have a vacation, get a little sun, have a good time, hang out with some of these Puerto Ricans, ask LeBron James about that, hello somebody, and they'll go back to New York as a loop.
Wow. So they're just there for the festivities, break a little sweat, and they head back to the Big Apple. I can dig it. Come down south, see the beautiful women, the beautiful minority women. Lord have mercy you. When you made the minority women, hello, somebody, I don't think you made nothing better. I'm not even going to speak on that, but money. We're here.
I just
want to
say one more thing about the Miami women. These Miami women are the Usher of 2016. What you mean, preacher? They make you want to leave the one you went, start a new relationship. Hello, somebody. So,
hello, somebody.
Ask LeBron James while he's not in Miami anymore. Mama said, you can't have your cake and eat it too because you're spending too much time with Puerto Rico. It's time to go back to Cleveland.
Well, it's nothing to do but work, as Rihanna and Drake would say. But we're not going to take a shot at Cleveland because we do have dear friends there, Hollywood, Eno, a few guys' names that we do are friends with. But this week 11, like I say, we're about to come to a conclusion. I just want to say, first, give a shout-out to everyone in the league. Great job getting your games in. First, we're less than 3 weeks away from the Madden release of new Madden 17, and that we're on pace to finish within 2 weeks before the game. Give a lot of people time to spend time with your family. If you're in other leagues, playing your other league games, and just refresh. So we're doing a wonderful job. Week 11 has been played at a rapid pace spread. We actually advanced around this time yesterday. We only have 3 games left to be played, and those 3 games are scheduled around, I think, 6 Your game is at 7, you said, and the 8 o'clock game. So I want to say good job to all the fellas in UE. We're hashing it out. We're hammering these games out, and we're getting along through on this last season, Craig.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love the pace in which we're trying to complete this because I understand folks want to decompress, get ready for 17. So I'm ready. I'm ready to get this over with, win this Super Bowl, put the trophy up, let Jacquez know that all your hard work has not gone unnoticed, and put that trophy on your mantle. So we feel pretty good right now. I'm just ready to get it done.
Well, I agree with you. Like I said, this is the Outsiders. If you just joined us, I'm here with the Best Live in Minnesota, as we talked about yesterday. The Outsiders, thanks to you fans, now we're going to be on site. We might not be as live as we was yesterday at the New Orleans game, well, that scrimmage, the Panthers and Saints scrimmage yesterday. But we will be on site at the venues and in those cities. I'm here. Prez is in Miami due to his game. But we're going to be doing some live shows from now on site. That's why I'm here in Minneapolis in week 12. Like I said, we don't got through week 11 games. Really, it's no use to go through on it. Prez, just one guy that we do want to give a shout-out to because he was on our show yesterday, Ray Smooth. He did the 1-2 step on the 49ers, and I'm not talking about the beautiful Sierra either. Hello, somebody.
Hello. It's funny that you wanted to give him a shout-out because I had another shout-out that was going to the guy that he beat down. So since we're on that game, we're definitely on the right track. So I just want to say to Bleed, as you like to call him, Lace. Hello, somebody. I just want Bleed to know that the blood is on the floor, on the field. When I'm watching this now, he was riding high when he came on Outsiders and felt that he needed to disrespect the show. Since then, we were in Louisiana. He didn't understand the power of the voodoo in that city.
He did.
So until he
really
comes
did.
Back on the show and apologize, I don't know if he'll ever win again.
Chris, my friend, we don't agree 100% on a lot of things on the show, which makes us so great. But this one, I cannot agree with you more. The levels of disrespect that he came on the show, he slandered the name of the Outsiders that we put together over 2 years ago. He disrespected all our creative thoughts by the way he came on and just tried to handle me and you. And he has not played good since then. And, oh, yeah, the Baltimore Ravens are coming to town in week 12. And they look like they're on a mission. So good luck, Mr. Bleed. We're not going to look for no apology and text messages. We need it live here on the Outsiders. We want you to come out and admit that you made a mistake by disrespecting the name of this wonderful show and to all these wonderful fans. Or you're going to bleed out, as Fred said yesterday.
Hello, somebody.
And
took the words out of my mouth. Yes, sir. He's going to bleed out. The blood will be running, hello, somebody, all over the floor. So which one would it be, Bleed? Will your cup be running over, hello, somebody, with your blood? Or would it be a peace offering of some good drink, not what Rolando McClain on? I don't know if you heard the story. He
gained
about 40 pounds, and he's stuck to that sis syrup. So we won't be having any of that in our cup. Hello, somebody. But, you know, I'll get you some Kool-Aid, bro, because, you know, right now your game ain't strong enough for anything other than Kool-Aid.
I see that, and that's... It's a perfect segue. Week 12, we're going to look at a few matchups. Fred, we ain't got nothing but time, as the old saying goes. Raven at 49ers. Week 12, we might as well just go ahead and start with that game. Fred, who you got and why? And score, excuse me. I know you're going to say why. Who you got and score?
Well, no doubt about it, I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens. I believe running game will run wild. And because of the run game, we'll see Rashad Perriman get over the top and do some work, or whoever the receiver it is. It really doesn't matter. But I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens to outright shine in this game. 38-14. Hello, somebody.
I agree. I think it will be a lopsided affair, not because it's that big of a difference, but Gold is that type of guy right now. We talk about a lot of guys that's on mission. It's a handful of guys. Us outsiders, we're on a mission. KT's on a mission. Gold is on a mission. I think DJM is on a mission. I thought Wade was on a mission. We'll get to him in a minute. But we know Gold is one of these guys that's on a mission, who wants the championship, who is a champion in other leagues before, and he is always a threat. And for him to keep chasing after myself and you for that top two seed, he has to keep pace. So I don't think this will be nothing more than a pedestrian on the side of the road when he just has to slow down and let him walk across. I think it will get ugly, and it will get ugly quickly. 44-20 as the 49ers will score late when the fans already done fouled out at halftime. Week 12, let's look at some more matchups. Games I never thought would be interesting that will be now, Prez, as much as you might not want to acknowledge or want to admit it. The AFC has got a little bit. We've lost a little of our steam. Guys have got to get a little lazy, or just the gameplay has not been as quality. But now, Prez, like I said, with Austin losing yesterday, which I knew you took great pride in, I sent you a text after the game, and you didn't even respond with words. It was a smiley face. It wasn't the new smiley face with the emojis or whatever you call them, emojis, excuse me. This was two dots and the underscore, not the underscore. What's the parentheses, the upside-down parentheses with the smiley face? It wasn't words. Prayers just something that. That let me know that's old school for you youngsters that don't know. He was excited and very pleased with what the work Clemmy did to the Patriots. And with that being said, the AFC wild card is wide open, Fred. Well, I'm going to let you speak on that Patriots game because I will not let you not have a chance to speak on that Week 11 victory of the Redskins and Patriots.
Well, you know, when you send that text, you know, overjoyed, you know, I do take great joy in seeing Austin fall because he is the most overconfident person I've ever met in my life. And so, when he falls victim of his own cockiness, it gives me great joy. So when you send that text, I didn't send an emoji. I almost went super old school and sent the 143. And for those who don't know, you never had a beeper. And that lets me know you never had a beeper. Because if you had a beeper, for y'all old school folks, I know y'all young folks don't know what I'm talking about. A beeper was a little thing you have on the hip. They call it a pager. And it used to beep. You couldn't call on the phone. Hello, somebody. You get that beep, beep, beep. Then you put your number in, and then behind it you hit *143. Hello. What does that mean, preacher? Yes. It means I love you. Hello, somebody. Yes. So when you send me that text, I love that. Hello, somebody. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I was overjoyed.
Hey, well, you giving us a lesson here today. It was excitement. Good game. I watched the game. I watched most of the game as I was doing a few things, but it was entertaining. But it led, like I said, it has led up to the AFC wildcard spot being quite wide open, Prez. It is official that we're going to have a team with probably 8-8, 9-7 record at the bottom of that wildcard playing in the postseason, which I do not have a problem with as long as these guys are, you know, they're active. Sometimes that's how the cookie crumbles. So that leads me into the Week 12 matchups. We have Bengals, who is 4-6. We have the Texans, who's 3-7. Normally, we would say this game means nothing late in the season. But on the contrary, it means a lot because, like I said, the Browns we're not feeling. So we will have a guy that's filling that wild card spot. Bengals embarrassed the Cardinals today. What do you think this will happen in Week 12? Bengals and Texans, who you got in the wild? I mean, in score, Fred.
I'm going to take the Bengals. The Bengals are come away with a win. Like I said, the Texans just can't get right. Once again, another movie reference. Go pick up the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, and you'll learn about can't get right. And in this case, the Texans is that guy. He cannot get right no matter what he does. I like the Bengals to destroy him, actually. I think the score is going to be about 41-17. It's sad. It's hard. Hello, somebody, but it's fair because when you trash, you just trash. And right now, he is the epitome of trash with a few others.
Well, I was going to agree with the score, the outcome. I like the Bengals to win 41-25. I think it'll be really, they'll be close because the Texans at home. Bengals, they kind of struggle on the road. They don't do good outside of Cincinnati. So I think it will be a closer aspect, but it still will be a Bengals win, and the Bengals look to carry that momentum from dispatching Spiffy earlier today around an hour ago. 44-20, I think that final score was. Next matchup, we have Mexico City, the Diablos, who got beat today by the Jaguars. If you did not see that score, Fred, they lost 34-16. They got a limp into Carolina to face that buzzsaw on KT. What? It's not even – I know who you're picking in this, but is it going to be ugly, Fred?
Yes. Let me make sure. Mexico City is playing the Carolina Panthers week 12.
Yeah, that traveling to Charlotte.
Yeah,
going to
Carolina. Yeah, UPT, if you listening, baby, go on auto, bro. Go get ugly fast. KT right now is making statements. He is coming on the show. He's feeling like he's not getting – this is sources telling me. He comes on the show and doesn't get the respect that he feels he deserves as a champion. So, with that being said – sources tell me he's going to push it right to the edge so he don't get suspended. Hello, somebody.
So what's the score, Frickets? What score are you using?
I can't predict the score right now. Just know that the game, he may score about 61 points. You know, he will 61-24, he will teach him a lesson. KT, if you listening, I'll put it in the chat just in case. I need 61 from you. For some odd reason, when I asked you, you perform. I said you was going to score 52 against Lopez, and sure enough, you scored 50. I said 55, you scored 52. You just do it for me. So 61 on UPT to let him know who's the man in that division.
Wow.
Is that good enough for
all
you?
Right. I'm stunned. I'm not following that. The Panthers win the game. It's interesting to see. Every time you have given KT a bar, he seems to either reach it or gets very close within reaching it. If you ask him for 61, my goodness, UPC, I hope his Mexico City guys be ready. Losing to Jacksonville today, that team looked like they flat out quit on UPT. It might be ugly in Carolina. I don't even see 20 points out. Scored 16 against the Jaguars off defense. I don't know what they're going to do against that Panthers defense, which is way more talented and has a better scheme. Chargers and Jets.
Wow,
week 12, Jaguars. Yeah. Chargers and hold it up. We're going to get to them. Chargers and Jets. Chargers is back. He had a family. He been up with his family. He's back. I talked to him today. I'm glad to have him back. We know during the summertime you go out of state, you go visit family members. That's what people do, and that's cool. And glad to have him back safely. That's what it's all about. Chargers and Jets, he will be ready week 12. I talked to him. Will Trishan and the Jets have anything left? Because both these teams are fighting for wild card spots. Will they have anything left, or will you destroy their season after tonight? Chargers and Jets.
In an hour and a half, I can promise you this. The Jets will be done. That plane will have been grounded. No landing gear. So it's going to be a rough landing. Hello, somebody. It's going to crash tonight. That's what I'm telling you. So when he goes up against the Chargers will have been refreshed and replenished from this family vacation. He went on a Clark Griswold trip. They went to Wally World. So he's excited because they wasn't closed. When he went, they went to ride the ride. So he going to keep the Jets on another ride and beat them down 35-17, the Jets, the 17 points going to come on some flukes. That's all. I don't know how he it's going to be fluke points.
Wow. So he's manufacturing points. Chargers and Jets is a rematch of an AFC wildcard game last season, which the Chargers did win to advance in the playoffs. So this is a matchup that I know Tristan has kind of been waiting for all season. It took him a while to get here in week 12. It will be close. I don't think it'll be a blowout. Chargers got to get themselves back in the groove of their play calling with their players, get familiar with them once again. So I think he will win the game because I think the Jets might be emotionally drained because they're investing a lot of stock into this Spencer game. I've talked to a lot of players close to the Jets organization. They are riding a lot. They're confident. They watch film. They are expecting a win. They're not going in just to play close. They're expecting a win tonight in Miami. And if they get blown out, I think they will have a very bad trip home and a letdown for their game against the Chargers. So I will go with the Chargers in this game, 24-17. I like the Chargers to win a close battle in that. Speaking of your
let
dad,
know,
Walt,
let me know if my mic picked the sound up. Let me know if my mic picked the sound up. Did you hear that? That's
yeah,
me shredding
that.
Some papers, and that's what I'm going to do to the Jets. I'm going to shred them because they're nothing but trash. And so I'm sorry to stop you. I just had a prop. I wanted to use my prop. Right, right. So, I apologize for disrupting the show. I'm a little quirky right now. Right now I'm a little excited. I got an hour, you know what I'm saying? I'm on this wet willies right now, so I'm a little tipsy right now. So, you know, it's going to be worth the good shot tonight.
I understand completely. And you mentioned those Jags. Those Jags are 500. Team, they're 5-5, and they will take on a Colts team that has a new owner, and you know the original owner very well. Y'all was very good friends, drinking buddies. That's all I will say about y'all relationship. The Colts will be 5-5 heading to that matchup. Both of those teams are fighting for a playoff spot as well, Fred. Jags at Colts in Indianapolis, big game. Almost like a playoff elimination type of atmosphere. Who you got in that game and why?
I'm going to do something that I very rarely do. I'm going to pick the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the reason why I'm going to pick the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're riding high off UPT. UPT, you know, said that he was going to treat his little brother wise and yada, yada, yada. And it looked like little brother became big brother. So he still is big brother this week. And he beats the Colts in a close game, 27-24, last-minute field goal. But he survives. So that's why I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars to win this game. I'm doing something that I have never done.
I agree. I've never seen you pick the Jaguars on this show. That is a first. It's always a first here on the Outsiders, and Chris is having a wonderful time with Willie. Excuse me. Now he's having technical difficulties. I'm gonna go with the Colts at home. Lucas Oil has a atmosphere which is the atmosphere in Indianapolis. The Lucas Oil Stadium has a difficult feel. Their fans will be there. It will be ruckus. They have a new coach. Sifu was great. I heard Sifu will be at this game. The fans will honor him. They try to give the Colts an extra boost in this big type of matchup. So I think the Colts win this game just because Sifu and his presence, what he done to the community and for the community. I'm going to go with the Colts 31-23 in a very entertaining game. I think it will be back. And we got a few good games. Decent games. I know these two guys are two guys that you do not like. And I'm not even going to shoot, though. You don't like neither one of these guys. Giants at Patriots, Fred, week 12. Big matchup. Both of these teams are fighting for wild card spot. Who you got in this game, Chris? Giants, Patriots.
It's not even a question. I'm taking the Patriots. As much as I don't like the Patriots, I'm not a fool. What we know is ill will, the Giants, good people, my brother, I love him to death, but he has moved off Star Island, so he may be more inclined to score more points now that he's not so so constricted. So I'm gonna pick the Patriots to win this game though. 41-20. Good game. It's gonna be a good game, but he'll fall apart late, and you will hear him through your television. So please make sure he's the home. Is he the home team?
No, Patriots Austin is the home team.
We might have to
arrange it where Will has to stream the rest of his game, Fred. We might have to get that done in the contract.
Absolutely, because the commentary from his games and what goes on in his house is priceless.
Yeah. It's second to none. It's no competition.
He going to yell it like that, and if he got a high-pitched voice, he sound real country. You know, but I just hope he have a better selection of music though. Like everything, he always have the wackest music in the background. I don't know if you guys picked that up, but it's whack.
Well, he listened to Jeezy a lot. I heard him listen to Jeezy's new album. He listens to a lot of Rick Ross. He's from Florida, so you know that's what y'all listen to. It's Rick Ross, so. I mean, he switches it up. Some of the music is not the best. But, I mean, Ross and Jeezy, you can't go too wrong with those two guys, what type of artists. I think so. They're decent. But, I mean, it's just – it's amazing that he knows every word to these songs. Will is something to listen to. If you never watch the stream of Will, shame on you. If you don't have an hour of your time in your life to watch one hit, I guarantee you will not feel like it was an hour. You'll watch the game. It's to the point where I have friends come over to help watch the game. They watched it with me, and they laugh. They enjoy it. They tell me, be quiet. Don't text so we can make sure we're watching this game. It's going to be it's always good entertainment. But to pick, I will go with the AFC as well. I'm going to go with Austin. Austin has to win this game, Fred. If he don't win this game, I don't know what's going to happen to the young man. He went from being confident to making a statement to getting himself suspended to losing the game to Clemmy. And if he loses back-to-back games off the – coming off a two-game suspension, not only is his confidence shattered, but his team is shattered as well. Perez, if he don't win this game, it might be time for Austin. Austin might be heading down to a place that he's been familiar with and that's missing the postseason. And I don't think he wants to do that because he has the Chargers coming up. He has to win this game. I go with Austin as well because Austin is a competitor. 34-23 and a win. Now, the last game, Fred, we got like a minute left. The game where I'm at now, where you'll be at later. Packers, Vikings, DJM, Squiddy, game of the week, who you got?
I like DJM. I know Squid has turned over a new leaf, going back to old school Squid, running the ball, mixing it up. But DJM has mine over Matter right now. He has them before he starts, before he kicks off the game. He has him. So, all he has to do is play good defense and get a few things going on offense, and the wheels will come off real fast. So I'm going to take the Packers to win this game and just really outright dog the Minnesota Vikings out. I'm going to go, he's not one of those guys who scores a lot of points. So I'm going to go 34-20.
Okay, yeah, I think that the Vikings will win this game. They always split. It'll usually be a toss-up. I think I agree with you on this, though. DJM has that mind control over Squid. Squid is starting to get in the chat and starting to say things about the Packers. He normally don't talk about teams. That's how I know DJM kind of don't got into his head, but I think he will steal a game. But DJM will be reckless down the stretch, 28-27. Vikings steal this game. And, yes, I did that for a cheap pop here at the – I'm not going to tell you where I'm at. Well, that's it for us here on The Outsiders. I'm here as the best live from Minnesota, ready for the game of the week in Week 12, Packers at Vikings. My co-host will join me within the next few hours as he will fly on his private jet, but he's in Wet Willie's heading to the stadium, ready to say what he told me to say real quickly as he has signed off, that he will beat the – I'm not going to say those words, that money word. He will beat the crap out of Tristan tonight. It will be – a blowout. So that's the final word for here on The Outsiders. Great job of getting your games played. It's all about the UE. We'll see you in Week 12 in Minnesota. Enjoy the rest of these games. What time? Yeah, on the draft too.